A rescue plan for troubled accounting firm Arthur Andersen has gained momentum. Senior partners of the firm say they back former Federal Reserve Board Chairman Paul Volcker's idea to restructure the company. In order for the plan to work, Volcker says the federal government would have to dismiss the criminal charge the company faces for its role in the Enron scandal. But the Justice Department seems to be on a different track. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The meetings at Andersen have been nearly nonstop, especially since Chief Executive Joseph Berardino announced he was stepping down earlier this week. Andersen officials have also been studying the plan Paul Volcker hopes will save the accounting firm. It was one of the main topics of discussion during yesterday's five-hour closed-circuit television meeting between Andersen executives and the company's 1,700 U.S. partners. Andersen spokesman Patrick Dorton says the firm is ready to follow through on Volcker's recommendations to replace management and split up the company.
We will have to address the non-audit portions of our business that are not consistent with the Volcker plan. That would be tax, business consulting, and corporate finance.
So a new slimmer Andersen would focus solely on auditing. The other units could be sold, merged, or spun off into a standalone entity. Volcker's recommendations come as a result of the turmoil Andersen has been embroiled in ever since revealing it had destroyed thousands of documents related to its audits of now bankrupt Enron Corporation. Andersen faces one count of obstruction of justice. Now the Justice Department has asked a federal judge to allow prosecutors investigating Enron's collapse to continue questioning Andersen employees. The company is fighting that effort. This latest legal struggle puts a damper on Volcker's call for the Justice Department to modify its approach. Volcker says the new Andersen he's proposing, with its change in management and philosophy, should not be held accountable for the actions of the old Andersen. Fordham University law professor Dan Richman says it's hard to tell whether the government would retreat.
This is a case which, in so many ways, is unique. But as a general matter, indictments, though they're not exactly set in stone, are rarely dismissed at the government's motion.
The former federal prosecutor says how the Justice Department treats the Andersen case could have far-reaching implications.
If indictments are seen by potential defendants as just another negotiating ploy, then the government will find it very hard in every case to go forward and get pleas to indictments.
Andersen's legal troubles have scared off some clients. Nearly 100 have taken their business elsewhere, and agreements that make it difficult for partners to leave the firm to work elsewhere have become a hot issue. Northwestern University accounting professor Lawrence Revson calls the debate over so-called non-compete clauses a classic example of where the interest of the firm and its partners diverge.
The firm as a whole requires a group of loyal partners who continue to generate the business. The partners, on the other hand, if they perceive a problem with the firm and its viability, would potentially like to explore other options.
And if partners leave and their clients follow?
It would, I think, be the demise of Andersen.
But that's just one of several problems the accounting firm is trying to address. Others include determining how many workers will have to be laid off for the company to survive and who will lead the firm. Next week, senior officials meet in London to begin selecting a new CEO. An Andersen official says there are not a lot of candidates. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.